This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel.
There are two kinds of spurs, my friend. Those that come in by the door, those that come in by the window.
Are you going to pull those pistols or whistle Dixie?
See, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns and those who dig.
Wish we have time to bury them, fellas.
Hell with them, fellas. Buzzards gotta eat, same as worms.
King size truth from radio size speakers.
There are two kinds of people in the world, my friend. Those with a rope around their neck and the people who have the job of doing the cutting.
Put your drawers on and take your gun off.
Welcome to Reverse Deception Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Carpenter, on a wonderful Wednesday here in the People's Democratic Republic of Northern Virginia. Today we've got a very special show. I have a wonderful guest on the line, and you're going to learn more today than you've ever known about the Wild West before. Today we're going to start with a new type of a series. We call it the Americana series. And the Americana series on Reverse Deception is going to highlight different places around our union, different people, and different activities that essentially highlight the different groups of people that were here. For example, highlighting today, Tombstone, Arizona. We'll talk about cowboys, rustlers, and everything you thought you knew about the OK Corral, the Boot Hill Graveyard, and the silver mining industry in Bisbee, things that are important to the economic development that made Tombstone what it is today. And today being the first show, I'd like to welcome my guest, and I have the honor of meeting him just my last trip out to Arizona. His name is Steve Troncale, and he is the commissioner of Tombstone, Arizona. Steve, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Greg, and I want to thank you for the opportunity.
I've been going to Tombstone for many years, since the early 90s, and I've watched the town change over time, and I've noticed that it's gotten the same still.
It
changes a little bit, but it never really changes at its heart.
It's not supposed to.
And that's the beauty of it. That's what makes it such a unique and wonderful place. And that's why I enjoy going out there. I was telling Suzanne that when I was sitting in the cigar shop, I could sit here all day. And I could spend the whole day, smoke about six or seven cigars, and feel my blood pressure just drop right down as I melded into the background of the town and the buildings that were there. So give us a little background of you and what you've been doing out in Cochise County and a little bit of background on Tombstone, and then we're going to get into some really interesting facts for some of the folks out there.
Okay, you're talking about historical facts now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, a quick bio on me. My wife, Karen, and I moved here from the People's Democratic Republic of California about 12 years ago and made Tombstone our home. And over that period of time, I've served 4 years on the city council as a councilman and mayor pro temp, and have held several positions for the city. Currently, I am the chairman of the Tombstone Historic Preservation Commission. And basically, our charter is we're kind of like the law enforcement agency or law dogs, if you want to put it that way, to make sure that the town stays historically correct. And we have enforcement powers to do just that. So that's my current position.